Okay, that was the title track from your
Emmy.
Emmy Award. I didn't know.
And I hope it's been you and your loved one's favorite song for years. For years and years.
That's a great story. One of probably many that you get down there in an environment such as that.
Probably so. For days and days and days is more accurate.
Yeah, it's getting old.
I was referring to the meth thing. I think I don't know. Bad joke. Anyway.
All right. Well, we're going to take a short break. Maybe give these guys a chance to get some water, and they're looking very thirsty. And maybe come back with some harmonicas. You never know. In the meantime, here's this.
And we're back.
That
was my song, wasn't it? That was CSNY. One of Neil Young's Country Girl, which has three parts, and I will now read them to you. There's A, Whiskey Boot Hill, B, Down, 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 and C, Country Girl, I Think You're Pretty.
An opus.
It's quite the opus.
Sean, when are you going to write a song like that?
Wow.
What did you say about drugs?
I can't
earlier?
Remember the names of my songs, let alone doing a three-part song. That sounds tough.
It doesn't have to be three parts. It just has to be an opus.
Oh, okay. I'd say I love Neil Young. He's one of my favorites. And last week I was playing down in Beatrice, and towards the end of the night, I was supposed to quit at 12:30, and this guy came up right at 12:30 and asked if I could do some Neil Young. So from 12:30 to 1, we just jammed out on Neil Young songs. And most of the crowd, I don't know if they appreciated it, but that one guy was quite happy. So was I.
That's all that counts.
Sean Cole aims to please at all the shows.
Well, this is a song I've never played anywhere, and I think Levi and I attempted it once, but...
Failed.
And failed, yes.
20 minutes ago in my living room.
That's right. I couldn't remember the words then, but I'm sure I will now. For the last 2 years, I've gone to Winfield, Kansas, for their Walnut Valley Music Festival with Levi, and I just love it, and this year I wrote a couple songs while I was down there, so this one is, I call it my Winfield love song.